a lonely goat herd, lay, hoodlay, hoodlay. Loud was the voice of the lonely goat herd, lay, hoodlay, hoodaloo.
From health to home to breaking news, it's Pamela McCall on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. She gets her goats. Saanich Council chewed on a 10-page report from municipal staff last night and on how and when miniature goats might end up grazing in residential yards. Saanich Council supported an 18-month pilot project that 12-year-old Jillian McHugh has spent the last 2 years lobbying for, and she joins us this morning. Congratulations, Jillian.
Hi, thanks.
How excited are you?
Extremely.
Yeah, what a victory after 2 years of lobbying.
Actually, three.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. So give us a bit of background. What started all of this?
Well, my family was coming back from vacation, and we went to my dad's friend's house, and they had miniature goats, and right as I saw them, started playing with them, I knew that I really wanted one.
How big are they? Are they about the size of a dog?
Yeah, the average size dog.
Uh-huh. And now that you've pulled this off, you're going to get some goats. Tell us about that.
Well, I've just been really excited, and I actually found the two goats that I'm going to be getting. And they're so adorable and cute.
What color are they?
They're kind of a mixed color.
Mm-hmm. And I understand you've got some names picked out?
Yeah. The youngest one, that's a bit over a week old, I want to name Millie, and her older cousin, that's 1 year old, I want to name Ivy.
Oh my goodness. Do they get to sleep on your bed with you?
Sadly, no, but I may sleep with them on their bed just because they're just so cute.
And what do you have to do, your family, do to prepare for Millie and Ivy?
Well, we have to build a fence so that they can't escape, but that would be very unlikely. And we also have to fix up the area where they would be staying.
Mm-hmm. Do they also have to be dehorned?
Yeah, just it's a safety procedure, just so that if there's a little kid playing with them, and they wouldn't do this on purpose, but they might accidentally hit them with the horn. So I think it would just be safest, as well as that would be a part of the bylaw.
Mm-hmm. And the fencing and sheltering restrictions are pretty specific as well?
Yeah, just so that they stay safe.
And what does that mean? They just have to be a certain height, or?
Just so that they can't jump over. The goats that I'm looking at are miniature fainting goats, so they actually don't like to jump that high, because if they fall from that height because they get scared, then they could hurt themselves, so they don't like to jump that high.
Mm-hmm, because we've seen goats jump pretty high.
Yeah.
Yeah. And anyone that wants to keep goats, what do they have to do with their neighbors?
They have to talk to them. The neighbors within a 50-meter radius, just so that they have, just so that they know what's happening.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Have you talked to your neighbors? Do they support this?
I haven't talked to all of them, but the ones that I have talked to are very supportive, and they know that are going to be really excited when I get the goat.
I know they're super cute, but why else would people want to have goats in their yards?
Well, they're actually great for the environment. They actually can eat your lawn, and they like eating weeds and invasive plants, so that you can use a lawnmower and a weed whacker less often, which can help with air and sound pollution. As well as their goat's milk, you can have it so there aren't any antibiotics in it, so it's really fresh. And you can use their manure so that you don't have to use a fertilizer that can hurt the planet.
Mm-hmm. Do you like goat's milk? Are you going to drink it?
I won't be, because the goats that I'm getting haven't had babies, so they would have to do that first, and I'm not going to be breeding them.
And why is it that you have two of them?
Well, they're really social animals, and they like to have other people around so that they can, other goats around, I mean, so that they can socialize, and that can actually help with the noise, which is actually not bad at all.
What kind of noise do they make?
Kind of just a baa, but you can barely hear it. It's quite silent almost.
why do you think it took so long to have this, well, I guess it's an 18-month pilot project, approved?
I think it's because they have some things that are more important at the time. But I'm still kind of surprised that it took the 3 years to do something this simple.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, I understand that it's just 10 residential properties that goats are going to be allowed on.
They may end up doing less just because they haven't had too many people asking if they can be a part of the pilot project.
Mm-hmm. So 10 residential properties to start with, and maybe a lot more down the road if people like it.
Yeah.
Do you think that you're going to get a lot of people coming over to pet your goats and to get information about them?
Yeah, I think so. I know a lot of my friends are going to be coming over. We're going to have kind of like a goat party.
What do you wear to a goat party?
Well, actually, I would be wearing my I Love Goats shirt.
Debbie, you've been up island to Goats on the Roof, have you?
Yeah, I have a couple times.
Yeah, they're pretty cute up there. I've got a goat keychain, in fact.
Yeah, I have one too.
Yeah. Do you get to clean up the goat droppings since you're the one in charge of all this? Is that one of your chores?
Yeah, I'm going to, but it's not going to be that bad because they're little pellets. So it's a lot easier than dogs.
Are you going to walk them or just keep them in the backyard? I guess it's not good if they go out and about.
Well, I would leash train them, and I would have some help with the people that I'm going to be buying the goats from for that.
Oh, great. So when do you actually get Millie and Ivy?
Well, I'm not too sure about the exact dates, but I know that for when I'm buying them, I have to wait at least 3 months because Millie is still getting fed from her mother, so she has to stay with her.
Well, I bet she's cute as a little baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you mentioned that you might go out and sleep in their beds. What are their beds going to look like?
It's actually going to be lots of hay set down so that they can just lay down on something that's pretty soft.
And whereabouts will you keep getting more hay for them?
That I'm not actually too sure about. I'll have to look into that more, but I'm probably going to get it at the same place that the people that I'm getting the goat from are getting them.
Mm-hmm. And what do they eat?
They eat hay as well as they can eat grain, and I know that Millie and Ivy like raisins.
Oh, you know their preferences already.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet they're going to love it at your place.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Okay, so you let us know when Millie and Ivy actually arrive, and I'm sure that you'll have the fence ready, you'll have their little house ready, and then you're going to throw the goat party.
Yeah.
Do people call you the goat girl?
Yeah, every so often.
Yeah. Well, it's sure nice to speak to you right now, and I really thank you because you're in class right now. What grade are you in?
I'm in grade 7.
Grade 7. Are you going to run for council one day after this victory?
Maybe.
All right. Well, you let us know, and we'll get behind the Goat Girl campaign who runs for office. It's been a real pleasure, Jillian. You take good care, and give my best to Millie and Ivy.
Well, thanks.
Okay. Bye for now, sweetheart.
Bye.
Jillian McHugh is a 12-year-old who campaigned for miniature goats in Saanich. Let's hear some more goat music.
High on a hill was a lonely goat herd, lay, hoodlay, hoodlay, hee-haw. Loud was the voice of the lonely goat herd, lay, hoodlay, hoodlo. Folks in a town that was quite remote herd, lay, hoodlay, hoodlay, hee-haw. Lusty and clear from the goat herd's throat herd, lay, hoodlay, hoodlo. Bridge of a castle moat herd, lay, hoodlay, hoodlay, hee-haw.
Men on a road with a loaded toad herd, lay, hoodlay, hoodlay.
Men in the midst of a troubled goat herd, lay, hoodlay, hoodlay, hee-haw.
Men drinking beer with a foam afloat herd, lay, hoodlay, hoodlay.
How cute was she, Carol? I mean, does that make you want to get a goat?
She was adorable, but she also sounded really immature for a 12-year-old. I've got an 11-year-old daughter, and I feel like she still sounds like a little toddler on the phone.
Which is cute. I mean, it's really, you know, but it is, you know, she fought counsel, and she won. I mean, that's a big deal. And but, you know, I guess when you're motivated by getting a baby goat as a pet,
yeah.
Would you like a baby goat?
You know, I thought, could we do that in my yard? And I think my kids, they want a dog. They want every animal under the planet, but we're not around enough to, and I don't know how much attention a goat needs. I guess if it's got a goat friend, it's not so bad.
Yeah. Well, I also cued in on the idea of it actually mowing the lawn.
And especially the fact that they eat the weeds, because if it wasn't for the weeds and the moss in my grass, there wouldn't be much green over there. So if I could have someone else pull it, because I spent a lot of time on the weekend pulling out dandelions, and if I could have a goat do it.
Did you actually use the device that you stick in and pull them out that way, or did you bend over?
I used that thing that you put in and pull out. Unfortunately, it's not quite long enough, so it was only pulling out half the root. And so my fear is that the other half is still there, and I'll be pulling out the same weed either later on this summer or next year.
How long does that take you, though? I mean, you've got your weed puller, and you've got dandelions. I guess it depends on how many dandelions you have.
It does, and the stuff would get stuck in, so I had to actually, with a stick, pull out the dandelion afterwards. And so it took a little time, and my hand feels bruised, believe it or not, from that dandelion. I guess I was pushing the end of it with the palm of my hand, and sadly, my poor delicate hands are feeling a little sore now.
Did you have gloves on?
No, that might have helped a little.
But you know, it's funny because when Jeff DeYoung was in, our gardening guy, he's like, make sure you've got everything together before you start out. And it's, I think, for that very reason, because we get so preoccupied with what we're doing that we forget that, you know, it would have been great to put the gloves on an hour ago before I got the blisters.
I forgot that part. Totally forgot
that.
See,
we're all inspired by Goat Girl. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't mind being called Goat Girl, Jillian McHugh. She's got her goat t-shirt and everything. Fantastic time. We're going to...